back, back. It is for the back. I think. No? No.
Sorry. Oh, it seems to work.
It doesn't.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
That's pretty cool. You look kind of like Rambo.
I think that works.
All right, hold on.
That'll
come on.
Work.
Play the game.
Oh, see, this way I can't fall off. I think that's...
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Go on, go on, go
on. I'm recording, so you're
okay.
Okay, I'll use the PowerPoint, I guess. How was that? Was that fun?
Mmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Very fun.
Okay. I've forgotten to mail you the minutes, but I will do. Oops, daisy. you guys are first going to be prototype. Probably get good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
Have budget problems.
Oh. Cut
for
that.
Oops. I thought you were going to have this one.
You have a presentation to make?
No, not mine.
Okay. So it's just your show.
Maybe we should bring them so the camera can see them.
Okay, sure. We made three for you.
Oh.
One's based on the banana, one's based on the tomato. And
tomato.
The other one. Oh, yeah, well, yeah, we had some red leftovers.
Oh, I see, okay.
Okay, so this is the no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly speak recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, yeah, that
okay.
We need to incorporate. Mm-hmm. Very simple. If you do need buttons, you can flip it over and the sun's there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like, you know, individual users.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there.
Ah, right, okay.
I'm not sure about that. And this one is the one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Yeah, you guys can.
That's
good.
Yeah.
Can I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is. It's delicate.
Yeah.
It's already got its stand. That one. That's its stand.
All
it
right,
does
okay.
Also lie flat. So that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay.
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay. Nice and obvious.
Yeah. well, we did think of that.
I guess,
yeah. If it's standing up, it's on there. But also we're going to have the company name on the front, which is a little black kind of line in
all
the
right,
middle.
Okay, great. Like
so,
that, front and centre.
And that's the transmitter, the LED thing. These are the two scroll ones, which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because could get bashed.
Where you're holding it, kind of.
Yeah. Well, if you hold it, you can hold it. It does actually feel quite ergonomic if you've got small hands.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't think that's real size for you. It'd
yeah,
have to
okay.
be a bit
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah, scale model. Yeah.
Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie-talkie as well for speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Then the buttons. Kind of self-explanatory, just buttons, whatever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base tongs at the bottom. We use those as tools and trade for that.
Right,
and,
excellent.
Then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's not in the traditional place.
No.
But
sorry,
it's
the
quite
way
an obvious
well,
place.
Excellent.
So, there we go. And we have the banana.
Oh, yeah.
This one, too.
This one is, I suppose, for the younger audiences.
Okay.
A more friendly type
of... Barney the banana.
Right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose.
Excellent. Just what we need.
Yeah.
Sort of Loch Ness banana.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool. Well, yeah. Well, nice to have options at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, are there any improvements or issues?
It won't stand.
Oh, there are issues.
Just let it lie down. It won't stand.
Main problem that we have, unfortunately, being finance. This is entering the evaluation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll buttons, it's going to cost us 14.6 euros.
Oh.
So,
what's
we have
the,
to...
What's on the left?
Sorry, I've accidentally highlighted somehow. Oh god, why is it doing that? There we go. So basically, in order to save our 2 euros, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape, but just have it flattened.
Mm-hmm. More like a traditional remote control.
Yeah, I mean, it's already got a kind of cool shape.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it wouldn't have to be curved sort of
mm-hmm.
in and out. And by doing so... Oh no, hold on. Doesn't save us quite as much. I don't know what's going on with this again.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
And double curve on both sides? This is double curve. This is single curve. This is curve on both sides. So double curve.
No, I think it means double curved as in...
like an S shape.
Like a... So it's got a single curve on that bottom half. And the double curved would be if it was that similar curve upward. Okay, I might be wrong.
Like this, one curve on this side, one curve on that side.
I don't think that counts as a curve, I think it's just a shape.
Okay.
The curvature is like the case.
Because that's the biggest expense.
Yeah, and why I've got it too, I don't know. I can't seem to select anymore, however.
Okay. Well, we can work around that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cut things out. Oh, you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there, but hold on until I find it. I think this shift button might be stuck again. There we go. The shift button stuck. Okay, so that would take away 3, which would give us. Oh, that's fine.
So
11,
cool.
11 euros 60.
Cool. So we could even add some.
We could not quite
so
have
fire
a scroll
accountants.
Wheel, unfortunately. What?
Fire the accountants. yeah, we could add things. Maybe if you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from,
yeah,
and use the arrow keys, does that work?
Yeah, no, it just extends as well.
You can do one thing. You just select one box outside. Yeah, this box. Then move it with the help of this. Okay.
One of the buttons is sticking, I don't know what it is.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, now move it like this.
Well, it's because the shift button's stuck, isn't it?
Is it the other shift button, maybe?
Should we ask our technical expert, Melissa?
No, that's fine. We've worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons? It could be nice.
Yeah. Cancel. Cancel.
That's too bad.
Oh, well, never mind. right, so that's finances. I don't know what could we reckon we could add?
Well, maybe we could have something, but maybe if...
I suppose that's a design that they've got.
Yeah.
So...
If we're happy with design, there's no point spending money if we don't have to. But if there is anything you think we've missed out there, then you know, feel free to add it. Maybe, I mean, obviously it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's not in an ideal place right now.
Well, okay, so project evaluation we have on the trial at Euros 50. Project process, everything that means. We have to go.
Yeah, I think we have a winning product.
Okay.
I think it went quite smoothly.
Room for creativity, were we happy with that?
Well, I think we were very creative.
I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, no, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. So we're just gonna, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Great leadership.
Leadership.
you're all getting a raise. Teamwork, I thought about that.
Yeah.
Everyone got enough input, I think.
Means, yeah.
Yeah,
we technical know. Stuff. Let's buy more. Right.
These pens are
find meanings, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these latest one, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas and new shapes, everything.
Yeah. Okay.
So
just general thumbs up for all of us then. That kind of, unfortunately, is too quick.
Okay. Well.
So let's talk about our bonuses and the raises we're getting.
We're going to get another couple of days holiday pay. Well, in order for all of you.
Maybe we should start cleaning up the clay.
Yeah,
we could go back in, but reusable.
Something
she got fixed.
I have.
Yeah.
Mine is also there.
What?
At last, mine is also there. Presentation.
All right. Okay, you've got more.
Oh, you got presentation. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh.
You didn't bother to tell me that. Thing. Is it? Okay.
Doesn't
tell me.
If the project evaluated, that is mine. Yeah?
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah.
We're evaluating ourselves. We thought we were good.
Yeah. Love to eat that now. Kind of a green banana now.
Clay covered banana.
It's this as well, sorry, we forgot to mention we've made out of kind of a rubbery latex new material that we've got.
Oh,
any blue?
So now is the final evaluation of the of our product.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to means at what standard whether it meets our standards or not, what rating we will give to these products. So of course this will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. So but methodology I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. We will give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means because we have already studied that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays. Mm-hmm. So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmentals. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I'm having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board.
Okay.
We should tell the user.
Do we have the marker on the board?
So,
there it is.
Thank you. So, so these are the three criteria for evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think, whether it meets all user requirements or not?
I think, yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
The user requirement is essentially just to operate.
Does it work?
TV, so
yeah.
Yeah.
So what rating you will personally
do? I would say 7.
7.
7's good, yeah, isn't it? I can't. True or false? No, sorry, 1 is true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is 7
no,
or 1?
No, it's like true is 1
and okay, right.
Okay, so 1.
So it's 1 from your point of view?
Yep.
And what do you say, our industrial expert?
It's hard to know. I'll give it 2.
You can tell on the, like, I think she has given her views on the basis of design, because she was our interface expert.
Okay.
But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
Yeah, I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there's kind of a shortage of buttons. So I'm going to give it a 2.
2.
Okay.
And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for 1.
You will go for 1.
Basic requirements
okay.
of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine. It may be having good design, it may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology wise, price wise. But there is one thing which limits the customers, like we are having only 2-3 designs. Like we are having one banana design and the other one is orange. And
yellow
orange, and the third one is what you get, that is not of a fruit. But if a person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting him. No, don't buy our product, because we like this only.
Okay.
So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, 2 or 3 kinds, and
the
fruitist. Yeah.
Is that not trends?
Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that, because whatever companies, they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like if we see, look at the smallest thing, toffees, chocolates, they give a variety of different things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only 1 or 2 choices, we are limiting our customers. And by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolates. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have 2 or 3 choices, but they're different designs, and we were coming up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but...
No,
I
mean, obviously
I will
your
personally
opinion, to
won't give it rating beyond 3.
Okay.
So, we can...
It's a tough cookie.
Yeah, on an average we can think 3-4 seconds. Maybe 3 or 4?
Yeah.
No, sorry. It should
6.
Be...
6. 5 or 6.
What are we doing?
No, sorry. We are doing very wrong thing.
Then?
Yeah, we are taking average, and that's I have taken it right only. Yeah, 1 point, exactly. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8,
oh,
just reaching 2, so we will.
Round it up to 2.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So
what about the trends?
Can you explain what you want us to write there?
Sorry?
How conforms to the current trends?
Yeah, again, the fashion trends, this also like, whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay. Well, going on the specifications that we had, that fruit and vegetables are quite popular, and that people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons, I would give it... well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at, but that looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3 or 4, I'm not sure. 3. Good for 3.
As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as you said. It does have the push buttons, or the scroll buttons. But doesn't have that fancy solar power, the vibrating energy mechanism. So I give it a 4. I give it kind of middle of the road for technology.
Yeah, I'm sort of pretty. Just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So. I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen in it. So yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Okay. Personally, I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like, these products are in fruit shape, because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything. Everything is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables, or getting them. Or showing some association with them. So, and in this way our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and ours is quite simple and quite handy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also our product meets the fashion trends of the market. And yes, it is spongy also, so they can play with it. It's quite good. So then I think maybe I can give it to. So 4, 4, 8, 10, 13, 13, 12. So we can. Is it fine? So what about company strategy?
Was yellow.
There was a lot of discussing. That was good. I feel I got my say. So I'd give the company strategy a 2.
Okay. Well, I think it's the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Okay, so 1 or 2? Yeah. 1. Okay, just it's fine.
I'll go with 2.
So, what were you, Brian?
Yeah, I agree pretty much kept to the company strategy, so I would go for a 1, as we not only kept it, but we were limited by it.
Mm.
Yeah. And me also like this product, this meets all company strategy. Like our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product meets all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it rank 1. So 4, 6, 1.5.
Yeah.
So we can say 2 or 1.
Okay.
So 7, 7. Overall, we are getting 2.3 something, but we can round it as 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think overall, evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it. Yeah.
Great.
In which case we are done, because we are evaluated and we are within budget.
Cool.
Okay. So champagne lunch.
Yeah.
Now I've got to write those. Okay. I'm writing those out.
So I probably have to write up a couple more forms and whatnot.
Yeah. I've got a report to write, so.
I like my job.
Yeah, with the claim.
Yeah, can you hold on? Agenda 3.
Mine is there in.
Yours is in project.
Yeah,
is it?
That's good.
Okay, cool. I'll get there eventually. Conceptual.